This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
But the good stuff here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. The ends are here. Steffen, Keevan, Schillen. And we're chilling and chilling. We're having a good time with the Good News Wednesday, the 27th of July. A youngster from Compton in Los Angeles has become the youngest black pilot to fly around the U.S. I find this good, but also troubling, as you might expect, Victoria, because I don't like separating young black people from young white people. The fact that this person comes from Compton, however, may be a part of the story, because Compton's not exactly, no matter what color your skin is, a great place to grow up. Not a lot of opportunity for anything except sex, drugs, and rock and roll. There's not much sex and there's not much rock and roll. Plenty of drugs, however. And growing up there is an accomplishment. Getting out of there is an accomplishment. This is the story of Isaiah Cooper, who landed in his hometown on... Hold the music for just a second.
Wait, you don't want the savvy music for this?
No, I don't want the savvy music yet. I don't want to tell the story. This is not a savvy story. It's a good story about this youngster who, after flying 8,000 miles from California to Maine, then to Washington, Florida, land in that small little Compton airport. The story here, and even, you see, the reason I say I don't like white and black in this mix is because for anybody at the age of 16 to be able to pilot, you can buy
or
you can get, exactly, a pilot's license. I know somebody who is a youngster about this age has a helicopter pilot's license. It is really, it's not like driving a car. You got to be 16 and a half in order to get a license. No. As long as you can pass the license, no matter how old you are, you can fly a plane. Which seems to me to be just a little oxymoron.
Are there any pedals that your feet have to be able to reach in a plane? I've never been in a cockpit.
Yes. Yeah, you do have to reach the pedals. That's the whole deal. This youngster called his flight instructor, Robin Petgrave, to tell him that he was ready to give it up. He says, I was really scared. I wanted to give up, go home. But having conversations with Robin and some other people, I calmed down and I continued on with the trip. Because this was a two-week trip. First couple of days, he was pretty scared. But then, and I would be too. These little planes in bad weather, no.
I know.
No, boom. But have you ever been in a small plane in a thunderstorm or something like that? As a matter of fact, the bad weather as he was traveling in Wyoming damaged his plane, the first plane he was in, made an emergency landing, and they switched planes there. That would scare people no matter what age they were and where they were in the plane, pilot or not. But the flight instructor, Mr. Petgrave, praised young Mr. Cooper for overcoming his fear and moving on. He said, quote, it's kind of cool when you see a youngster like that comes to you with his idea and his dream, and then you are able to help them realize it. I would like for us, I'm thinking this would be a good post for our continuing conversation, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. He's going to be, he's just 16, almost 17 now, he'll be 18 in a year or so. He said he plans to become youngest pilot to make a solo flight around the world. That record's held by a fellow named Matt Guthmuller, who made the trip when he was 19 a couple of years ago. He started a GoFundMe page to help with his around-the-world trip. Wants to raise $45,000, so you can check that out at GoFundMe.com. He wrote that his goal is to, quote, become a productive young man with a future in aviation and not a statistic, which is what happens to many youngsters who come out of Compton. So, therefore, to circle back around to the beginning of the conversation, it's worthwhile. He picked this up. Somebody mentored him. And so he moves himself into the right place. And this is a story that can be repeated and is repeated. The more research we do, Victoria, into finding youngsters like this, the better the stories are and the more hope it gives us that everybody who's coming along isn't spending all their time walking down the street, walking into traffic, fiddling with their smartphone.
No Pokemon Go.
No. No,
I'm just surprised that aviation is something that interests him so much. Pilot lessons and or flying lessons and things like that are, I would imagine, are pretty expensive.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, they are.
So, yeah, that's an interesting, you know, you see a lot of celebrities taking flying lessons and piloting small planes and things
Somebody
like that.
Somebody has taken an interest in him and helped him in that way, I'm guessing. Seen a spark of hope. And I'm sure if we were to go through Compton or any place where there are lots of disadvantaged people, we could find a lot of people who have a spark. There's something about them that needs to be supported and promoted. And so this fella has somebody, obviously, who at 16 knows about GoFundMe. Somebody's got to have said, all right, let's try this. And it could be his mentor. I don't know that story. I don't know enough about Robin Petgrave, but I know that this is a good idea.
I hope he breaks the record then for the next, because now he holds this one record and then he'll try to do the next one flying around the world.
Yeah.
That must be really terrifying.
Hopefully the focus will not be on the fact that he's a young black person, but that he's the youngest person to be able to do this. And oh, by the way, I'm from Compton, which is the worst neighborhood in Los Angeles. That's the better part of the story. So good for him. And good for those of us who like to see stories like that. And we have the ability through the so-called bully pulpit to tell it. So, it makes an impression. And then if we can spread it around a little bit on social media, that's cool as well. Speaking of social media, a love story told last night at the Democratic National Committee has lots of people talking. Now she gets out the sappy music. All right. So... How about we pause?
Why do you want the sappy music?
Hold on,
if it's
just
not
calm
for
down.
A love story.
No, it's it. Bill and Hillary, a love story. Up next year, it's 14 past the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Kiddo worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kiddo's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
At last. All of the words, all of the video, all the commentary about Bill and Hillary. Their relationship has been dissected, decried.
Uh-oh.
The story of tabloid sensationalism. Last night, lots of people were watching. Actually, the ratings, I was just looking around to try to get some info. The ratings were pretty good. Bill Clinton is a very popular guy. No matter how you slice it, you can love him or you can hate him, but people like him. What I found most troubling, if that's the right word, is his frailty. He looks old. And even though there's a spark there,
yeah,
as he told the story about meeting Hillary and whatever went on with them, he never mentioned, obviously, the worst things like Monica and the impeachment and stuff like that. But he just looked frail.
I first heard his voice. I didn't look at the TV, but I heard his voice, and I thought his voice sounded kind of frail.
Yeah. He's only 70. The guy's the same age as I am.
But he's had a lot of heart problems.
Yes, he has. Yep, because he ate horrible food, as he will tell you. Now, became a vegetarian about, 15 years ago, I think.
I think after that last, I think he had open heart surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's actually kind of really interesting. It's on the TV right now on C-SPAN, and I'm watching, and he's got his hands raised in the air, and you can see his thumbs quivering, kind of shaking as he talks.
Yeah. He's still a great talker. He still is someone, but I think about, and I don't mean this to sound silly, but I'm pretty vital. At this age, I'm not much different now than I was 30 years ago, frankly. Physically, mentally, maybe emotionally, I'm a lot better off, and spiritually, I'm a lot better off. But I look at him and remember how he came barreling into the White House as a young president, and but the way he lived, he never didn't sleep. When he was in the White House,
so much time. It just ages every president so drastically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then not taking care of himself and a lot of other things that, come from his own history and heredity, the DNA, whatever it is. Mm. But he's not a strong looking guy, which is kind of too bad because he'll be very visible if she wins. The polls don't show at the moment that she is winning. We'll see what happens after the convention is over. She gets an uptick there. But very interesting to see all the focus on these now third and fourth party candidates, which you have never seen before. I don't remember seeing the attention being given to Gary Johnson and to Bill Weld, and also to, is it Miss Stein? I forget what her first name is.
Jill Stein?
Jill Stein, yeah, right.
I've heard her name, but I'm not hearing anything about Gary Johnson or Bill Weld.
Really? Well, you don't travel in the right circles then, baby cakes. So.
Well, no, I mean, like, media-wise, everybody's talking about if they're not going to vote for Hillary, they're going to Jill Stein. But, I mean, I know on the Democratic side, Jill Stein would be sort of on the left. And
I suppose, yeah. 21 after the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ballerina named Melanie Hamrick is pregnant with Mick's eighth child. He's the grandfather of two. Does this get silly after a while? It goes from being kind of amusing to just plain silly. Anyway, yesterday was his 73rd birthday, so let's celebrate with a mixture of little Rolling Stones music, if you please. Crank it up, Kara.
Stone song I don't know.
Yeah. Kara, where did you find some of their hits? This is a deep cut.
You don't
cut
want the deep cuts?
No, I don't want the deep cuts. You want the hits. Playing the hits. This is about the hits.
There you go.
Hey, you! Get off of my cloud! Yes.
I love Charlie Watts' drums in there.
Drums are great, aren't they?
Yeah, totally.
They're having so much fun doing this. It's just crazy. These guys have made geniuses. Just having a great old time. Same songs. Here we go. Number one, best. All right, go back to the beginning of that. Karen, go to the beginning, because this is the best lead-in for any rock song ever recorded.
Can you go to the beginning?
That's it. Okay. Listen to this. This doesn't make it, no matter what the era. Nothing will. Satisfaction. Stones. Ah. So, if you go back to Mick and his current girlfriend, she came into his life. I remember this, the woman he was with before, the fashion designer.
Yeah.
Who committed suicide.
That was a sad story, yeah.
But, like, in a couple of weeks, he's dating this other person.
I think he was dating this girl before Loren Scott killed herself. I think that that was part of the cry for help. They'd already ended it, yeah.
And she was upset. Loren was upset about it. Yeah. So, are you saying she committed suicide because of the breakup?
No, I think she had a lot of business problems, too. But, you know, I mean, suicide is always it's a cry for help, and it's a cry for attention. And, you know, and I think that there was a lot more going on in her life at the time. And Mick had disappeared pretty much. He was on tour, and they had kind of broken up. They'd been on and off for so many years.
All right, so not only is Mick with the child, their girlfriend is with child, don't forget about Ronnie Wood, who a couple of months ago at the age of 68 had the lady in his life had twins. So,
I mean, it's not like these guys are changing diapers, but it is kind of funny.
they can hire it done, but it still is pretty interesting. It's really very interesting.
I'd be worried about 73-year-old sperm, though. You know, I mean, there are so many links now to different developmental issues in children, and they say it's really linked to the age of the father and less about the mother. So, I don't know. I'd be worried.
As an old, there's something called Snip Snip Mick.
You ever heard?
There's a new song written for this called Snip Snip. All right, so that's the story. Happy birthday to Mick Jagger at 28 past the hour.
Money isn't good or bad in and of itself, but it sure can wreak emotional havoc. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Money is simply a tool. Like a hammer that's needed to pound in nails, money is needed to buy basic goods. Money can be a source of so much conflict in a relationship because all too often, relationship partners have different values on the direction money should be spent. Money itself is not the problem, however. The problem lies in the communication, or lack thereof, in the value partners express to each other. When you can learn to listen openly to your partner's needs, your partner will be significantly more open to listening to your needs. For help with communication, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Guys, you work hard, but that doesn't mean you can't look good while doing it. Come in today for JCPenney's biggest sale of the season, where our entire store is on sale. And find guys Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $39.99. Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store or at JCP.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, dog 727 to 730. Levi's and some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season 1st to 6th.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days.
Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the streets are light, maybe the trees.
34 after the hour. I'm Doug with Victoria and Kara. The focus on the Democratic Convention and what has been different, I think, about this from what I can see anyway, piece together, is the focus, the strong focus on gun control and guns. There hasn't been a lot of talk. I look back at 4 years ago and then 8 years ago, there was not a lot of talk about gun control. Barack Obama only had a single sentence in his acceptance speech last time around. But this convention is different. There have been a lot of survivors of shootings, mothers of shooting victims, gun safety activists. They were on stage both Monday and Tuesday night. And because I don't know whether I think that Hillary's big on this or not. Frankly, Hillary's much more conservative about a lot of things than you think she is. Gun control, however, gets them votes. They need to shift a little to the left, but to find themselves a little bit better. And whether or not this is a significant evolution in presidential politics or not remains to be seen. However, I don't choose to talk a lot about the gun lobby, about guns, because I find it very polarizing. And even though there have been a lot of tragedies, one after another, after another, after another, after another, political opportunism, this bothers me the same way as using soldiers as a backdrop for politics bothers me. It's not, it's something that we don't find that unifies us. So without a unification message or motive, I move on. So there is some interesting gun news, however, at two different corners of the world. Today in California, thousands and thousands and thousands of guns will be melted down. Yesterday there were dump trucks on top of dump trucks dumping guns in a steel mill near Rancho Cucamonga in California. So there were 7,000 guns that were dumped off there yesterday to be melted. 10 tons, which after being melted will be made into rebar, used to upgrade roads and bridges and that kind of stuff. The guns, part of a program that's gone on not only in California, I know we had it here in Massachusetts, but elsewhere as well. Some of them are give in, people turn in their guns and there's no, whether legal or not, they don't chase you around for it, just bring in your guns and throw them in a box. And then there have been those that have been confiscated in criminal activity, criminal investigations, court proceedings, that sort of thing. They can't be sold, so they get melted. And so I find this interesting, actually. It's like a spit in the pan in terms of numbers of guns around, but it's an interesting message when you think about it. Melting down these guns, I would... what the oxymoron is about this, when it happened in Massachusetts, and I don't remember how many, like 3 or 4 years ago, some enterprising reporter followed the actual trail of what happened to the guns, because they were melted, and then he was curious as to what happened to the steel. And he found out that the steel went back to a gun manufacturer in Worcester, Massachusetts, and they used this stuff
to make new guns?
Melt down to make new guns. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Ding, da ding, da ding, da.
Well, I really like, I mean, any type of recycling and repurposing, and anytime something doesn't, you know, just take up space or end up in a landfill, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
So, and the fact that these guns, I think, couldn't be sold to
anyway,
the public, right?
Yeah.
So,
right.
I, and
it's a good, it's a, what it is it's a, one of those messages, if you will. It's a symbol. So,
well, the
okay.
fact that it's going to help the infrastructure, which is a big problem across the country with bridges and roads and tunnels and things.
Well,
I wish we would do that here in New York because we could use it. There, the Tappan Zee Bridge is literally falling down.
I wish we could build bridges and roads the way they do in Europe so that we wouldn't go through this all the time.
Yeah.
But we don't because we're so beholden to the unions. Speaking of Europe and guns, official stats show that gun sales in Switzerland have gone up wildly since the attacks in Paris and Brussels. Gun sales up 50% in a year and continue to grow. The killings in France and Germany, a lot of people upset. They want to protect themselves. Now, you wouldn't think that Switzerland
I know,
would be involved
that's crazy.
In this. Yeah,
I thought a Swiss Army knife was all you needed there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there have been a lot of things that I didn't even think, frankly, this is how out of touch I am. I remember being in Switzerland, the last time I was in Switzerland, I thought guns were illegal. The police didn't have them even. Nobody had guns in Switzerland. Neutral as it has been, but now it's become one of the world's most heavily armed countries. It's a number of guns per 100 people. The number one country in the world with guns per capita is the U.S., and then behind us is Yemen, and then Switzerland. That's
Which
weird.
Is so bizarre.
That's weird company.
Well, 8.3 million people live in Switzerland, and there are 3.4 million guns.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much one gun per couple.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah.
That's really crazy.
Yep. The violent crime rate there is low. They have 7.7 firearm homicides a year per 1 million people. That's a far cry. Go compare that to the number in Chicago, for example. Oof. Where it's like close to 30, 40 people, I think 50. It's crazy stuff in Chicago. Anyway, so I thought that was a pretty interesting take on the reality of how people think they can protect themselves. Are you better off with a gun? You can have that debate from now until when the cows come home. Literally and figuratively here on the farm. I don't choose. I'm one of the few farmers that I know who doesn't have a gun. I belong to the NRA, know how to use a gun. I just don't want one around.
Yeah.
That's a choice that I make. I don't criticize people for having them as long as they're using them intelligently. The only thing I have no use for is people having wildly crazy guns.
Right. I know. Yeah.
Just straight military grade stuff. There's no reason for people to have that. People will say, well, we need them because the government is going to try to take over. And then, well, you know, you laugh about that. There are reasons to believe that might be true. But if you think you're going to be able, I mean, you may be able to stand your ground for a little while if that was the case. But you might as well, if that happens, it's curtains for everything and everybody, I think. In a moment, we're going to have some information about how you can benefit from a terrific investment. So if you got some money around looking to do something good with it, stand by. Up next here.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
With another focus on money, interest, how you make money, where to go to make money, that sort of thing, Jordan Goodman, who has been all around the country for many, many years as America's Money Answers Man, has come up with an explanation of a program that looks at, Jordan, when you look at interest rates that are falling everywhere, and all the bonds that don't go any place, people want to be safe, and they don't know where to go. What's right. different this week in that world?
Well, it's amazing, Doug, that there's literally $12 trillion worth of bonds around the world that are currently trading at negative interest rates. It's like an Alice in Wonderland world out mm-hmm. there. Literally, if you bought a bond from Germany or Switzerland or Japan, you get minus 1-3%, something like that.
So they take money from you?
Exactly. You give them a dollar, and when the bond matures, you get back 98 cents. You
what
don't earn anything.
That?
You lose. People feel it's a safer place than losing even more, basically. It's a crazy world. $12 trillion and more and more. The European Central Bank's current rate is currently minus 0.4%. So that's the world we're in. Now, the United States hasn't gone there quite yet, but our rates are very low and are going to stay low for a long time. I mean, everything, you look at it all the time. You see what you're getting at the bank. Zero, basically, from CDs, money
market
funds.
What predicates that? Well, just to spend a moment from your experience, why are the rates, in the simplest terms, as low as they are?
The Federal Reserve has kept rates at zero pretty much since 2008, when the financial crisis happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to stimulate borrowing and stimulate the economy by having low rates. If rates went up, in their view, it would mean people would borrow less and spend less. So they're trying to stimulate the economy, and they have. They've created over $4 trillion in money to stimulate the economy. Most of it's gone to the stock market, frankly, and the real estate market to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
But low rates stimulate the economy. But for savers, they're sitting there earning nothing, saying, what can I do?
Well, you have an explanation of an alternative which people are using, these commercial real estate income funds. How
Correct.
Does this work, and why is it better than going to the stock market or to other places where people might go to feel good, feel secure about the investment?
So it's a way of getting an 8% yield. Minimum hold time is 18 months. You get monthly checks, or you can reinvest it back in the fund if you like. There's a website people can find out more, which is commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. They've also got a phone number, 888-444-2102. And what they're doing, Doug, is they're taking the money from investors, lending it to commercial real estate companies that are using it either for renovation of existing properties, mm-hmm. building new ones, and it's adding value to it one way or the other. And as a result, you get a nice yield. And actually, after 18 months, you get what's called a profit sharing as well, which might be another 2, 3%, something like that. So when a building is sold at a profit, the developer gives a piece of that profit to the investors in return for a slightly lower interest rate. So 8% is absolutely sure. Highly likely the people behind this who've been doing this for like 35 years have got a track record of producing roughly an 11% return. So you'll be getting, a total of 10, 11, something like that. Your principal cannot fluctuate up or down. And basically there's no commissions to get in and out of it at any kind, unlike a mutual fund. So it's a way of having 100% of your money earn 8%.
All right, let's just take a simple example. Say
sure.
I got $1,000 and I want to put it into this, or 10,000, or whatever the number, 100,000. So you put the money in. If you put $10,000 in, you're going to get $800 over course.
Well, annually. It's an annual rate of 8%. So you get $800 a year paid monthly. That's correct.
Okay, so you're going to get about $70 a month.
Correct. And you could take that 70, you can spend it if you like. If you don't want to, you can reinvest it back in the fund, and then it has a bit of a compounding effect that way as well. So you have to keep it in there for 18 months. After that, if you want your money back, no problem at all. Or you can keep it in there for as long as 10 years. The fund goes for 10 years, and it's going to keep extended. A lot of people, and you can do this, by the way, in IRAs, because a lot of people have money sitting around in IRAs, in CDs, money market funds, savings accounts, earning Zippo, and there's a way of getting 8% in your IRA as well. And there, of course, if it's a Roth IRA, it's growing tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
If a traditional IRA, it would be growing tax-deferred. You only pay tax when you take the money out.
Right.
So either inside an IRA or outside an IRA, if you don't want to be – I mean, the stock market's been doing really well lately, but it could go the other way very quickly, as people have noticed.
Yeah. So. Well, you look at some of the stuff that the gold market and things like that, people use that as an arbiter. Whatever it is, this is something that Jordan thinks you should consider, and here's how you do it. You dial up 888-444-2102, or you go online to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. That's the word on the street. That's the word on the radio. That's the word from Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's got to be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Dangerous.
Virus Blood Clot Device Alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for health care than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Tech Talk time now with Good Days, Victoria Keelan, the girl, the lady, the woman, in the know and on the go, the person. It's like the story with the black kid who's a pilot. Victoria is here because she's smart and she knows what she's talking about. Would I say the same thing if her name was Victor? Would Victor Keelan be here if everything were equal? You know what? I haven't thought about that. Is there a Victor Keelan somewhere?
No, but my ex's name was Victor, so we were Victor and Victoria.
Victor and Victoria.
Yes.
How about we have a... There's a play there someplace.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anyway, Google has introduced a new way to screen telemarketers. Oh, I want to get a hold of this. I'm so tired of... I was supposedly on one of those lists, you know, the your cell phone and your regular phone on the 800 Do Not Call list.
Mm-hmm.
What a joke that is.
Yep.
All right, so let's see what Google has unveiled in just a moment here on Tech Talk.
The word yes is just three letters, one syllable. But when combined with an engagement ring from Jared, it's the word that will change both your life forever. Jared is the go-to bridal destination with collections from Tchaikovsky, Leo Artisan, and Neil Lane. Or with thousands of diamonds and hundreds of settings to choose from, Jared can create a one-of-a-kind ring just for her. Because at Jared, we only sell one piece of jewelry, the one that changes your lives forever. And it's waiting for you at Jared.
Guys, you work hard, but that doesn't mean you can't look good while doing it. Come in today for JCPenney's biggest sale of the season, where our entire store is on sale. And find guys Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $39.99. Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in store or at jcp.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, dog 727 to 730. Levi's and some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season 1st to 6/8 to 730. Exclusive for a Nike Converse.
Hey everyone!
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Let's get to the heart of this situation from Google. If you're frustrated, as am I, and pretty much everybody that you know and we all know, there is something, if you have an Android phone, that will be good for you. I have an Android smartphone, so explain, if you will, please, Victoria, how this is going to help me and others in the same circumstance.
Well, Google unveiled this new feature yesterday, and it's for it's called the Google Phone app. It's for Nexus and Android One devices. So if you have either of those, which are owned by Google, then you should already have this downloaded into your phone as of yesterday as part of an update. Mm-hmm. Basically, what it does, it identifies suspected spam callers, and when a telemarketer or someone who's spamming you is calling you, you get a red bar that appears on your phone on the screen, along with a text warning that tells you you shouldn't bother picking it up.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Exactly. And then it also tells you, it also allows you to permanently block and then report the caller. So if you are on the National Do Not Call registry, which a lot of us are, I don't find it to be very useful anymore. Nah, in the beginning it was.
Yes.
Yeah, for some reason people have gotten around it. I get weird calls all the time on my phone. Mm-hmm. So if you're not a Google phone or Android user, you can download the app, or you can, if you have an iPhone, iOS 10, which is the new operating system that's coming out this fall, they're going to release a new version of their software, which will also be a new caller ID extension system for spam alerts and things like that. And it will be similar to this, but if you don't want to wait until September, in the meantime, you can download an app called Truecaller app, and that will basically filter out everything for you. And it is a free app to download, but there are certain levels, and that's where you get into spending some money. There are in-app purchases for it.
Cyndi Lauper had a song very popular called True Callers, didn't she? Okay, you got it anyway.
Yeah.
All righty then, boys and girls. Yesterday, Apple held a quarterly info call for investors. They sold 40 million iPhones this past quarter. Okay. Down
Which
from
is
47
down, yeah.
million. I mean, can you realize the absurdity of these numbers?
Yeah.
This is absurd.
Well, the big news that came out of this call is this fall we will not be getting an iPhone 7. We will be getting the iPhone 6 SE.
Oh, really? SE.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.